Shall mute everyone. So much to do when you're online. Okay. All right. The shrine is open. And for newcomers, we'll just share a meditation. And then there'll be some time to share outside meditation. So make sure you're comfortable and have a look to see who you're going to share this time with. And then when you're ready, just close your eyes. I don't know about you, but for me, it's quite a relief to find you all here this evening and just close my eyes and know you're doing the same. Gathering. I guess coming to meetings like this is, or coming to meditation, and especially when we do it together, is like taking refuge. And I'm going to say taking refuge in God, but you can replace that word with whatever word you prefer. Taking refuge in the breath. Taking refuge in each other. In the heart. Taking refuge in a space that doesn't demand anything. A space that is like an embrace. So in this embrace, allowing everything, moment by moment. A client of mine today was sharing with me that she had with a group of people, she had an audience with the Pope, Pope Francis. And she was very moved by his simplicity, and there was a part of the meeting that was official with the cameras and the journalists, but then he ushered all the journalists out of the room, and then he had a very heart-to-heart conversation with this group. They work with young people in a Christian sort of frame, but they were asking the Pope how to meet and how to be with the youth, you know, the youth out, not just in churches, the youth out there in the streets and schools. And my client was telling me how I wish she was here because she would tell us, but she described how the Pope in Italian, but he was speaking also with his body. He said, you have to welcome every person, every young person, no matter and no matter what they bring, you welcome. And then he said, welcome tutti, tutti, tutti. And he made this embracing gesture with his arms, tutti. And I thought that was just beautiful. And that's our attitude here together. With our inner youth, our inner population of feelings and sensations and thoughts and the whole spectrum of experience that we welcome, tutti. Or rather, that we know that tutti is welcome, because in a way we can't do it necessarily. And then I think the Pope was also saying it's not a personal doing, this welcoming. It's what's going on always. But nevertheless, we can harmonize our heart. We can sort of align our heart with that understanding that all is welcome moment by moment. Yeah, the other thing, the Pope, I hope you don't mind me talking about the Pope. I'm not Catholic, or I was brought up a Catholic, but I'm not a Catholic per se. And some of you may have some mixed feelings perhaps about the church, but this Pope I think is special. And at the end of the meeting, he said to this group of people, he said, "I will pray for you and for your families, your relations, and the people in your lives." And then he said, "And please pray for me." And I thought that was also beautiful too, that there's no hierarchy here when in the shrine. We all entrust ourselves to each other. And we take each other. Having aligned ourselves with presence or God or the great mystery, whatever we like to call it. So very simply welcoming your moment by moment experience. Or recognizing that it's welcomed. Your breath. The sound of this voice. All the tensions and sensations of the body. The pulsations, the temperature. You don't have to go looking for experience, just allowing experience to present itself. To a quality of openness. Like the sound of this voice, you don't have to reach towards it, you just let it present itself, unfold in a quality of openness. You don't have to do anything for this voice to arise, to unfold, to dissolve. Be open to the possibility that that is the case for every experience, at least when we relax the efforting one, when we sort of sit in the lap of presence, which is easier here together in the shrine. Presence can take care of moment by moment experience. You don't have to do anything. You can fall asleep in that embrace, so to speak. The doer, the controller, the person can fall asleep. Or at least and I'm not suggesting that the person is only a doer, a controller. The person, each one of us, is a beautiful, complex, singular being. But I guess what I mean really simply is that when we're in the shrine, we can relax our engagement with our lives. We can sort of fold the past and the future back into the now, at least a little bit. We can come undone. We can let the person do whatever the person does when it doesn't have to be a person. When thoughts don't have to be coherent. I mean, my thoughts need to be a little bit coherent, but not too much. And yours, they can be free. Just let my words land, and you don't have to do anything with the words. You don't have to sort of create more chains of thoughts. Just let the words land. And they're not anything more than the sound of Ellen's voice, the movement of the breath. And you can let your body come undone, in the sense that the body doesn't have to match the sort of feeling of me, the man, the woman who looks a certain way, who has a certain age, who feels a certain way. You don't have to refer the bodily sensations to you, the person. You can just refer the sensations alongside the sound of this voice and the thoughts to the open embrace. You can say, God, here, you take this thought. Or presence, here. Look, I'm feeding you the sensations. You can have Ellen's voice. You take care of it. You swallow it. You comb it. If something needs to be combed. Or if there's a knot, a tension in the body, give it to God. Please, can you do something with this mess? With this knot in my throat, in my belly, behind my brow. You say to your body, hey, you can let go. You say to your pelvis and your legs, hey, you can drop what you're holding, the weight, into the support of the earth. She is full of God. And so are you, pelvis, legs. You can go home. And you say the same to your arms, your shoulders. You feel, you don't just say with thoughts, you feel as you say, hey, arms. And you feel your arms. You feel your shoulders, the weight, the tension. And then you say, hey, be liquid arms. Pour yourself down, down, down and out into the open space. And you say to your face, first you say, hey, face, let me feel you. Let me taste you. I haven't done that for a long time. I'm sorry, face. I'm always using you, but so rarely am I feeling you. You taste the face without any image or reference to the image of your face, just a raw feeling of your eyes. Your forehead, your cheeks, your ears, your lips, your mouth, your teeth, your chin, your jaw, your tongue. So many sensations, so much life in the face. Hey, face. You can dance freely into this space beyond, you say to your face. Just no pushing. There will be a great deal of habit of staying put as a separate self body. So it's playful and gentle, the invitation. Letting this body become more of a dance of sensations, of vibration. And you sort of aligning yourself less with the body mind and more with a quality of spaciousness that includes the body mind, but also includes the space, the feeling of openness. And dare I say, the feeling of borderlessness. Letting this body be alive in you as much as it wants, as little as it wants. And feel also that line of energy. We've mentioned the legs, the pelvis, the arms, the face. Now feel the spine. Whatever that is for you in this moment, feel a possibility of a sort of flame of verticality from the pubic bone rising up. Hey, spine. Just listening to this flame of verticality. See where the lower part of the spine is moving towards the earth, towards drawn down into the earth, through the pelvis. And then somewhere in there, there's the opposite movement, a movement upwards towards the clouds. So you might first feel the movement down into the earth, through the pelvis, dark vibration. Dark in a good way, womb, feeling your base in the pelvis connected with the earth. Making sure the breath is allowed down there. Feeling the in-breath coming from somewhere down in that open, porous, dark earth. Down, and then traveling gently up the center axis of the body, alternating to come to the movement of up. Don't manufacture anything, just listening to the upper spine, dropping the shoulders, dropping the arms, that liberates the center of the body. It can move upwards. Top of the head flowing into the space above. But you really don't know where the head ends and the space begins. Let that move up and up and up. And then back down. Feel the weight of the pelvis. And now see if you can feel both movements at the same time. With the breath that is free. Don't worry about it. Just welcome whatever happens. There might be a tension, a resistance. And now bringing our attention to the coming and the going of the breath. Feel that the breath is effortless. And perhaps to begin with, feel the habit of interfering with the breath. It's a very deep-rooted habit. Little by little, allow yourself to be open to the breath free of a breather. Just tasting the in-breath. Fully, very sensual. Temperature, the way it fills the body, the way it moves the belly. And then tasting the out-breath without pushing. It's like a wave, the in, the pause, the out, the pause. You just have to listen with your tactile sense. And listen to all the habits of interference, of protest, of discomfort, fear. That's tutti, tutti, tutti. Welcoming, welcoming. Letting the effortless breath come through, despite or with or alongside all these layers. Gently, gently elongating the out-breath, the exhale, elongating the inhale. And at the same time, keep the quality of effortlessness. Even though we are manipulating the breath out of like a prayer, it's like a prayer, it's not mechanical. Long inhale. And the pause. Long exhale. The pause. No reason to do this, nothing to gain, nothing to lose. Let the separate breather be be breathed out of action. Separate breather is all these layers of tension, contraction, thinkingness, fear. So with this current of breath, you just sweep these layers into the current. With the exhale, everything can go back to wherever. Everything goes back to the great mystery. Be very open, especially those who are new to this approach. You will encounter, or rather, layers of discomfort, unpleasantness, feelings will start to creep out of the woodwork because finally there's a little bit of space, a little bit of openness. We're not avoiding. We're not pushing down, suppressing. We're not in a rush to transform whatever arises, nor are we in a rush to label what arises and then sort of think it out of life in a way. Thinking, labeling our direct experience is a way to zap it of its life. So here we try not to do that. We try to be kind and to allow these very tactile, sort of raw layers to surface. And if there is a story that comes along, a memory, or a big emotion will always have a storyline. Just give it some space. But be more interested in the actual feeling part, sensation part, more than the story part. And then you come back to the current of breath and you sort of feel that the in-breath is like a gathering of all of these layers into itself, into one current. And then the exhale, it takes it all back to presence. So the in-breath is like an emissary of presence going to fetch the rejected ones. Bringing them back into the fold with the out-breath, taking everybody home. Now don't do anything with the breath. Just let it be free, let it be natural. Feel your body, the totality of your body. And just allow your body some movement without opening your eyes and without knowing what the movement will be. Just let the movement take the body. You can stay sitting and just feel currents of warm, maybe liquid, just moving the body, moving the spine, moving the arms, extending the legs if you're sitting on the floor. There's absolutely no reason, right, wrong. It's just, you could imagine you're this vast lake that is rippling within itself. And the body sort of moved in the wake of this ripple. And the currents know exactly where to unfold the body, or curl the body, or stretch the body, or contract the body, and then relax the body. Let the breath accompany the movement. Your arms can float away from the torso. They would love to explore the hands, flying out into the open space. Fingers. I almost put my hand in my candle. Yes. And now very, very slowly, without doing it, allowing the movement to fold back into pure stillness. So the arms, the torso, the shoulders, the legs, everything coming back. You are that to which everything returns. Feel that. Feel yourself as this openness that welcomes the bodily sensations as they dissolve into you. Yes, your shoulders, your chin, the back of your neck. Let this body, your body, settle in presence. It finds the perfect enough. Nothing is perfect in the world of creation, but the perfect enough resting place. And it's not a doing again. You're the openness. It's because you're the openness that the body is drawn to relax. The weight of the body is drawn to surrender. Feel the pelvis, it's a place that can expand. The legs can drop into the earth. Yes, now feel, a lot to feel, right? We're feeling. Feel the front of your body. Don't strain, don't try too hard, just become awake to the sensations of the air on your face, the touch of your clothes, on your torso, your arms, your legs in front. Let the whole front of the body begin to come alive. And now the moving to feeling the right side of the body. Feel with your tactile sense the right side of the face. Very gentle. The touch of the air, temperature. Touch of your clothes on the right side, along your right arm, right armpit. The whole right side of the body beginning to tingle. Hello. Let it be free to tingle. And now the back of the body, feel. It's like a little visit with your tactile listening. Back of the head. It's more that it comes to life rather than you straining towards it, because that creates tension. You just listen in the back and you You let that feeling of back of the neck, back of the back, touch of your clothes, shoulders, upper, middle, lower back, whole back body. Hello. No, we don't need anything from you. We're just tasting. And now the left side. Left of the face, neck, temperature, touch of the clothes, left arm, armpit, side of the body, whole left side. Now feel all sides of the body in one global sensation. One tingling, playful sensation that you allow to expand. Inside and outside, as if it was a fizz, like champagne bubbles, this border of the body. And let's also include the top of the head, I forgot. And also under where the pelvis touches and meets the earth, just feeling first the top of the head, fizz, now the pelvis, and now the totality. And now feel the champagne bubbles can begin to pervade the inside of the body. Just for fun, don't try too hard. And also, the fizz of the border of the body can expand into the space beyond the body, the so-called outside space. Champagne space, inside and out. If you just relax, you might see that it was already the case that there was this possibility of just a very alive, vibrating feeling of spaciousness that takes over the rather boring feeling of being a solid bordered body bag. Forget that image, it's a horrible image. Come back to the fuzzy champagne space, borderless. And now gently just bring the gentle focus to the breath. Don't lose the champagne space, the champagne body, fizzy body space. And let the breath, the inhale, fill the space in front. The out-breath, empty the space in front. Long inhale, long out, long exhale. Without doing it, or rather without pushing it. Take your time. We're not achieving anything. Inhaling, filling the space in front. Exhaling, emptying the space in front. But when I say the space in front, I'm also including the body in front. So it's as if there is this big bowl that includes the front of the body and extends into the space in front, and you're filling it with your breath. And you're not losing touch with a fizzy open space. And now the bowl is on the right side and you're filling the bowl. The in-breath. Emptying the bowl with the out-breath. It's a very big bowl and it includes the whole right side of the torso and then it extends out in the space all around. And the breath has a magical property. It dissolves everything it encounters. And now the bowl is in the back space, including the back body. There's really no sense of an inner and outer space. There's just this open bowl in the back. And the breath flows in, touching whatever it touches. Long exhale, emptying the bowl. By the way, the bowl is inside the earth as well. Long exhale. Emptying the bowl deep into the earth. And the bowl now to the left, carved into inside, outside, under and above, long inhale. No anticipation. When you feel yourself anticipating, thinking, just come right back to the intimacy of every moment. There is only now. Yes, and now feel the bowl, including the whole body and the space all around. No borders, just breathing, long inhale. Pause. Long exhale. Feel that there's no location for this breath. You could feel maybe that it's every molecule of space that is breathing, this one breath in unison. Yes, now don't manipulate the breath. Don't let go of the image. Coming back to just our simple, humble, moment by moment experience. Not doing anything, just sitting together in the shrine with our hearts turned towards what we love the most that brings us here. Just abiding. Thank you all. We'll take 5 minutes and come back. I'll turn my camera off for 5 minutes and I'll see you very soon. Welcome back. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
It's your turn now. Feel free to say, speak, ask, share. And no obligations. Was that a hand, Karen? Go ahead.
I don't know if you feel, well, my question is, I've never really had a teacher because I live in Alabama. I've traveled to one place for about 12 years. But the person there was always like, I'm not a teacher. And then out of the blue, about 5 years after she passed away, I bumped into Frances Lucille online, and I went there in 2019, and I had a wonderful retreat. But then COVID came, and I've had it twice, and I won't travel. So it's like, okay, I met him once, and I don't like online things, even though something like this, I feel something, but I don't like discursive, like satsang online. So I'm back, okay, to being on my own. And I'm wondering if you've known a lot of people, or many people that are like able to fruitfully carry on this work being without a teacher.
Well, I don't know what you mean by carrying on this work. I think we have to trust each one of us has a very different trajectory, and meeting a teacher isn't a requirement on somebody's spiritual journey. It sounds like you've met the teaching. It sounds like you've met the teaching. But I would definitely encourage you to follow if there is a longing to return, for example, to be with Francis, if that was resonant. Or I definitely encourage following that when it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a very sacred pull, right? But if it's not there, it's not there. And, you know, there's, you know, the teacher is not, as we know, is not in a physical. I mean, the teacher ultimately is the teaching. And even that's so dry to say the teacher is. That's why I'm using the word God, because I don't know what else to call it, but it's in your heart. And it's, I don't know, Karen. I mean, if that question comes from a feeling, I want to be more community. I long to be in the presence of a teacher, so-called. Then I think it's important to follow that if you can, as much as you can. And again, Sometimes you can't. And if COVID is a real obstacle, then it's a real obstacle. Although that sounds to be, it's relaxing now. So maybe there'll be a way for you to.
Yeah. And I have to say, when I went to see Francis that first time, it was a very sort of strange pull. Like I never, you know, and it just happened, and it's not happening yet. So
yeah, you see, you're giving yourself an even better answer, which is it will, if it's meant to be, it will be. And you didn't plan going to see Francis. It sort of happened. And, you know, Francis, you know, like why Francis, you know, we don't know. So trust it, Karen.
Yeah.
Just keep been open when you feel that, but you obviously are open, and the openness is working in you. And
yeah, I guess that.
I mean, I think in these days most of us do sort of long for more community and sharing in the flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Zuzu.
Hi, everybody. Hi. I wanted to tell Lynn how much I enjoyed the story that you shared with us all that he sent you. I thought it was really fantastic, and I just wanted to tell him I appreciate it.
Thank you on his behalf. Some of you who weren't here last time won't have gotten it, but maybe I'll include it again in this email. Len wrote this beautiful short sort of memoir essay from long ago in Africa. It was very beautiful and very resonant, I think, with the quality you were feeling last time of, I don't know. You want to say a few words, Len? I don't want to speak for you.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Thank you, Zuzu. It's interesting. The last session just evoked something, and it's something I had written this before, but I think what happened was this. Wanting to share a gift that passed through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nature of sharing that story. And it's so interesting how you were just saying, Ellen, how we're all, in a certain way, we're called in different ways. And so seeing how totally differently different friends respond. This is just so interesting. It just echoes how our availability to listen to what calls us is what causes us to be responsive. And everybody is called differently. And that's a teaching in itself, you know, not to expect or want
one size fit all.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway,
yeah. And at the same time, you know what I'm thinking just as I'm listening to you then, is that we do gather, some of us are drawn to the same teacher, or some of you come back every week, and then so even though we have a singularity in the way that we follow this truth and express this truth, they're little families, you know, little pockets, little groups, and that's very, very sweet, because that's so mysterious too. Why are we all here tonight and not a whole other group? You know, we will never know how that works, but they're like little families, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, to me, you know, this there's such a quality of openness that in a certain way, whatever we're available to receive can be received,
mm-hmm.
because we're in an open field,
mm-hmm.
or open space, or an open non-space, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, it's just a beautiful sort of place of abiding, space of abiding.
Mm-hmm. So,
Thank you for that, Ellen.
Hi, Barbara. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say hi to you and everyone, because I really miss coming here. And yeah, I just wanted to say, I think last year or 2 years ago, I was coming. I came for many months, isn't it? And then I changed jobs and it was really hard to juggle everything. But now I'm a bit more settled and I think I'm going to try and come back on Tuesday nights. I'm so excited.
Welcome back, Barbara.
It was so valuable when I was more constant in the practice. Mm-hmm. I really love this body work and think it's very important. So thank you, and it's really nice to see you. And today I even brought a friend of mine. I'm going to embarrass him, don't kid.
Don't tell him who he is.
Yeah, so it's really nice to also share this with a friend I have, and yeah, I really enjoy it. Thank you,
Barbara. It's very sweet of you to speak out like that. It's nice to see you again. And your haircut is damn sexy, if I may say
really?
So.
Thank you.
Take care. Nice. See you again.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Have you been before, Jenny? You look familiar, but I'm not sure.
I joined last Tuesday for the first time. Oh, okay. So it's my second time. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to share something and was wondering what are your thoughts or reflections? Mm-hmm. Because I felt this opening and then strong closing this time. This opening in the sense of that I almost didn't feel my body anymore, you know, like this dissolving. And then my mind registered, and then there was like for a long time in the meditation, there was this really strong sense of shell that would not go away then. So it was interesting to observe, to see. Also not so pleasant.
Yeah. I think that's a good, it's not good or bad, but inevitably in these kinds of exploration, in a way, we're going to encounter the hard shell of separation, and it comes in many, 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 many guises. But when it's encountered sort of directly in and as the body, it's a good thing, because then the fact that you were feeling that, even though it was not pleasant, and you probably were resisting it on some level and wishing to go back to the nice feeling of openness, I would really encourage you in a very gentle, humble way to, when that hard shell is here, to entrust it to the space, to say yes to it, or to try to say yes to it, to try to listen to it. And you might want to stop listening to me at that moment and just give it some attention, so that, because hard shell is the first, that's the first encounter. It's a bit like when we're sitting on the floor and we experience the floor as hard. And it's it's a sort of projection of the mind. And you were encountering something that was hard because it was made of resistance, of no, of, and we don't know what's behind it. You don't know at that moment. And I'm not talking about what's behind it in terms of story, but in terms of actual, it's a place where you're right on the edge of not knowing. It's that last bastion of, no, I'm gonna, this is so freaking unpleasant, but at least here in this hard place, at least I know where I am and I know who and what I am. So it's a place. Now, I think we all know it here, one way or the other. Just bear with it. At the same time, so, you know, I have different answers, because sometimes maybe there's an intensity in the meditation that is too much, and that is what is creating more tension rather than. Mm. So sometimes if it's too intense, the meditation, too focused, too slow, you just break out, you know, get it, give yourself a break, move, or see what if there's a reaction, like, I hate this, you know, just really give space to whatever. I would really encourage you to explore also in that direction, because these meditations can be very purified, right? We're exploring openness, spaciousness, letting go, blah, 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 blah. And then down there, the gremlins are going, yeah, well, you know what? And then because it's not the space, there can be a lot of tension. And so it's just a territory of exploration. And there's not one way fits all, but you can, at least after the meditation, you can come back and tell us, you know, if you keep coming, so that you put words to it. And it doesn't matter in the end. It's in the end, I think the process for all of us in this trajectory, in a session like that, but also in life as people who are in love with God, for lack of a better, we're all going to be moving towards integration, relaxation, alignment, ultimately. But in that process will include encountering precisely those places that are not integrated, that are not relaxed, and that's the beauty of this path. It's slow. It's, even though it's so-called direct path in some ways, at this level, it's not fast. It's slow, and it should be, and it can be very painful at times.
Mm.
I hope that helps.
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Do you want to say something more?
No, it resonated a lot, because I felt during the meditation that I should escape, or there was this, like, I want to escape it, and maybe I should have followed that to access again the porousness more, to give it more softness again, and to then come back to the focus.
Yeah, so
follow my... Hmm?
Yeah, you can absolutely just play around with it. You might also choose not to do that. You know, you can just see what imposes itself.
Yeah.
Really, the most important thing is when it gets too hard, okay, just try to find the simplicity of this, you know, like, please, God or space or presence, this is hard, you know, like, because in our lives, when we are suffering as people that we are, the thing that helps us the most usually is the being able to talk to a friend who's there with a true listening, or a hug, or if we are connected to the divine, that humble, I'm on my knees and I'm really struggling, and I surrender to you, please help. That sort of quality, it's a good stepping stone. So if it gets too hard, don't fight with yourself too much.
Yeah.
And one last thing is that behind those, there might be emotions.
There definitely are, and I encountered these, and then...
And they can flow, you know, they can, if you know, sometimes here we give space to expression, but, and also we give more space to difficult feelings. But if they come to the surface during these meditations, maybe they need a bit of attention. You know, they need to speak. They need to, if it's grief and sadness, tears may need to flow. We don't know.
Yeah.
But not to spiritualize anything away or feel that you have to follow everything that is said.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish we could sing a song together, but I don't know. Okay, Babas. Oh, yep. You want to say something? Sonia?
Hello.
Hello.
I just, this looking at everybody and the silence that's happening, I just get such a warm and loving feeling just sitting together and looking at each other and being in that space. I think it's beautiful.
I agree.
No song is needed.
No, you're right.
That's all. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Stephanie.
Hello. I just want to know, will these wonderful sessions continue?
Yes. So next week there will not be a meeting, but then in November, next week we'll put up the dates for November, usually every Tuesday.
Okay, very good to hear. Okay, super.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, everyone. Well, I'll leave the meeting open if you want to hang out, but I'm going to go make myself some soup. Thank you for coming, and I'll see some of you in 2 weeks, not next week, but 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Really, thank you for your lovely presence. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye, Claire. California.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.